Sunday evening, and we're on the long line with Don Schieber, who's, of course, out of Ponca City, the Kay County area. He's harvesting for some folks in southwestern Oklahoma, David Gamble especially, from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission as well. And, Don, you've been in southwestern Oklahoma for the last few days, all this weekend most certainly. What's going on? Tell me a little bit about how things are going and getting this crop out of the field.
The weather has been real good. The ground has been drying out. The elevators have been filling up, so that's a good thing. But, you know, everybody's starting to get tired, and it's starting to show in some places. But all in all, the wheat is kind of a disappointing deal. It's not as good as what they were hoping for. Of course, you know, it looked so good in a month or so before it started raining, or when it started raining, it just looked so good, and then it just kept raining, and that kind of ruined it. So test weights have been coming down some. Most of them have been 56 to 58. But and the manager at the co-op told me the other day that west of Walters, 20 miles, the proteins were running 11 to 12. And around the Walters area, they was running from 12 to 14 and a half. So I guess that's good. We had so much good quality last year that they was kind of looking for some little bit lighter protein, I think, this year to blend some of that with. But they're still paying premium for the higher protein, so I guess we'll take it.
So I guess what, any opportunity you think to blend some of this wheat from a year ago as far as test weights, or are we just going to probably just have a below average test weight year?
Oh, I think further north we go, it might get a little bit better, but we'll have to wait and see on that. And you know, it depends on which elevators have wheat to blend it with. And I think the ones that do will be doing a lot of blending. But if they don't have any wheat, they're just kind of stuck with what they get.
What have you run into much in the way of either problems with any sort of weeds or any of that kind of stuff, form material?
No, the crop has been really clean. We've been able to disickle right along, and we haven't seen any sprout damage either, so that's been a good thing. We were kind of worried about some of that, and we haven't seen any snakes, but, you know, there was a scare about all the rain we've had, snakes will be coming out, but we haven't seen any, and we have seen a couple of coyotes, but that's about it.
At this point, how many mud holes have you had to steer around?
We haven't left any in any of the fields. We pulled the combines out a couple of times, pulled out both trucks a couple of times. But outside of that, I think that's all behind us now. We're able to get trucks in the edge of the field where we can load them and get them out without too much trouble. Fields are really starting to dry out to where we can harvest good. So if it doesn't rain again, we might finish up here in a couple of days.
And I guess what we'll be starting to see a lot of these custom guys start gradually moving northward, I would think, from the southwestern part, right?
Yeah, it won't take too much longer. The line at the elevator where we were hauling has really disappeared in yesterday and today. But there's still a few harvesters around, and they're still going pretty good. But the ones I've talked to thought they'd finish up in a couple of days and be ready to go.
Oklahoma Wheat Commissioner Don Schieber, who also operates a couple of combines on a custom basis at several locations in Oklahoma, right now in the southwestern part of our state, been harvesting over the weekend. That's another Wheat Watch 2015 report on the Oklahoma Farm Report. I'm Ron Hayes.